Mix Today's Best Music is brought to you by Pantai Hospital. Some Fat Fames here. With me today is Dr. Ng Yin Ping, a consultant psychiatrist from Pantai Hospital Penang. And Dr. is here to talk to us about suicide prevention. Now, Dr. Ng, what are the warning signs that a person may be considering suicide?
Now, contrary to what most people think, the majority of those who are harboring suicidal thoughts do exhibit warning signs of suicidal behavior. They may make consistent references to death and dying, express sentiments of emotional despair, low self-esteem, hopelessness, feeling trapped, or being a burden. Others may seem to be making final preparations such as saying goodbye to loved ones and giving away prized possessions. The sudden lifting of mood or calmness in a previously depressed person may also serve as a warning sign that someone might be suicidal.
Okay, Dr. Ng, I've got a whole lot of questions from our listeners, but first let's get into the music right now. Mix Today's Best Music, brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. I've got Dr. Ng Yin Ping, a consultant psychiatrist from Pantai Hospital Penang, and he's here with me to answer all your questions. Dr. Ng, what are the risk factors for suicide?
With regards to the risk factors for suicide, certain factors have been identified to mark an individual as being at a higher risk for suicide. These include a previous suicide attempt, pre-existing mental health conditions, harmful use of alcohol or other substances, genetic or biological factors, hopelessness, family history of suicide, prolonged stressors, and also a sense of isolation. Now, such characteristics can further vary across different age groups, genders, cultures, and localities. Although the majority of people who attempt suicide do suffer from some form of mental health condition, it doesn't mean that all who have suicidal behavior actually have a mental disorder. It is very important to understand that suicidal behavior is not due to a single factor, but actually it's a complex interaction of many underlying risk factors that I've mentioned earlier.
Mix Today's Best Music, brought to you by Pantai Hospital. Some Fat Fames. With me is Dr. Ng Yin Ping, a consultant psychiatrist from Pantai Hospital Penang. Dr. Ng, what is the treatment plan for a person at risk of suicide?
If you do know or come across someone who might be showing signs of suicidal behavior, the most important thing you can do is to ask them directly about suicidal thoughts or plans, and also to listen and to allow them to talk freely about it. I would avoid the need to judge, downplay, or talk them out of how they feel. If they really are harboring suicidal thoughts or plans, please do try to encourage them to seek professional help. It is best if you can accompany or help arrange for someone to accompany them to seek professional help. Now, if a person is acutely suicidal, it is best to accompany them to the nearest hospital to be seen by a mental health professional. If, after the evaluation by a mental health professional, the person is found to have an underlying mental health disorder, the treatment is to manage the underlying condition or stressors. And this can come in terms of either psychological counselling or medication if necessary.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ng Yin Ping. Don't forget, Doctor on Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here in Mix.